I'm Aaron Kimball with VPR News. It's been a pretty rough flu season, and in Bennington, the hospital has adopted a new visitors policy to try to better control the outbreak. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
Southwestern Vermont Medical Center Chief Medical Officer Trey Dobson says limiting visits to the hospital is one way to try to cut down on the spread of the flu.
It's specifically to protect patients, and if you have visitors who are early in their flu symptoms and maybe don't recognize they have it yet, then they can start spreading it, and we want to protect our patients and the community from getting the flu.
The Bennington Hospital says no one under the age of 18 will be allowed to visit, and the hospital is also asking anyone who has had flu-like symptoms in the past 18 days to avoid visits. The Centers for Disease Control says the flu is widespread in Vermont. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.
While possessing small amounts of marijuana will be legal in Vermont later this year, it will remain off-limits on the waters of Lake Champlain. The lake is considered federal water because it borders Canada. The Burlington Free Press reports that means that those who have marijuana on board their boats could face federal charges. U.S. Attorney Christina Nolan says her office has not charged a case related to possessing marijuana on Lake Champlain or boating under the influence in the past 5 years. Starting July 1st, adults can possess up to 1 ounce of marijuana, 2 mature and 4 immature plants. Governor Phil Scott signed the bill last month, making the state the first in the country to authorize the recreational use of marijuana by the act of a state legislature. For VPR News, I'm Aaron Kimball.